Skid Row, but, you know, but I guess Albatross would be Fourth Avenue, but, you know, I can't think of any particular label that's put on it, you know.
That's what I was getting at. Skid Row, you'd say Skid Row is about Fourth Avenue?
Mm-hmm. North.
North, yeah. And do you have any terms for pornographic films and the places that they're shown?
No, as you mean in slang names?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the slang name would be skin flick. Yes, well, I've heard them refer to as skin flicks. But here in this city, after many, many fights and many, many seizures and all, there are things like the College Art Theater, which, you know, tends to flower up. I think it's the Fox Cinema. And there are a couple of places downtown. But, you know, I can't think of any slang names for them because they, you know, they're dolled up so with the actual titles of them.
Okay. Would you ever use X-ray to move it? Say X-ray?
It wouldn't be part of my, you know, it wouldn't be part of my speech pattern.
Okay, and who brings the mail to you every day?
Postman.
Mm-hmm. And who would pick up the garbage?
The garbage man.
Okay. What would you say a person has if he's able to gain favor as city hall or government?
The guy has clout, he has pull.
He has what?
Pull. Clout.
Clout?
C-L-O-T.
Okay. And would you say that's political influence?
Oh, and that's definitely what it is, but I mean, to, you know, very quickly, to sum it up, I would, you know, say this guy has clout or he has pull.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I think that's how I would term it.
Okay. And what would you call a city employee who has no real job? He doesn't do anything, but he's getting a salary anyway.
The mayor.
The mayor. What? What's that?
I was kidding, saying the mayor. But, I don't know. I would be outside of me, too. In the service, we would call a person who wasn't pulling his fair share of gold breaker. But I don't know what...
Would you have a payroller?
It's not part of my orientation, no.
Okay. Where would you go to buy food?
Pre-prepared food or just to shop for food?
To,
you know,
shop,
you're talking about a supermarket or you're talking about a restaurant?
Okay. So you call a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
What about a small store where you might be able to go and, oh, you know, they sell ice and...
Well, here we call them handy packs. Almost all, even though that's a brand name of one, you know, like we get off into, we call cellophane tape, scotch tape, you know, that's a brand name, but we get off into handy packs. But, you know, there's 7-Elevens, and some people refer to them as 7-Elevens. But my personal orientation is handy pack.
Okay. And do those stay open? All the time?
From 7 to 11, and there are two in my section of town stay open 24 hours a day.
Okay. Now, what would you call a store where you go and buy special foods like,
a delicatessen.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of things do some people have in the kitchen to heat food if they're not going to use their oven or stove?
If they're not going to use the oven or stove?
Yeah.
You mean like a microwave oven,
mm-hmm.
for instance?
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
You know, coming from a real poor background, it could have been a hot plate.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, if it were not a microwave oven, which, you know, would be the be involved now, but I couldn't think of anything.
Okay, if you wanted to cook an egg in something, instead of you putting a...
You mean a poacher?
No, say you wanted to fry an egg, but you didn't want to use your stove, what could you use?
If I wanted to fry an egg, and I didn't want to use the stove, I don't know.
Electric frying pan?
Oh, okay. And obviously we don't have one. Yeah.
Okay.
You could do that.